Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Here we go. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and start the show. This is Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Todd. Hello. Who do we have on the line since we didn't get the normal introduction due to technical issues, please?
That's the Amazing Velvet, your host with the most. Yay.
All right. I think I heard Mr. Steve.
Yeah, that's right. Greetings, grappling fans. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but we have Sleazy E booked tonight. Manager of
Very nice indeed. And did I see Sinister in the queue?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
There. Oh, there's the man. Oh,
yes,
scary dude.
Woo! Man, what a way to start the show. We got technical glitches, but notice we got people all over it. All right, so did Sleazy E call in? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm here.
There he is.
Man, look at that.
Awesome.
Talk about being all over it. Our guest is all over it. Sleazy, thank you for joining us. Well, I tell you what, right now we're going to act like we've done the normal introduction and invite the whole world to come and listen in to Pro Wrestling Interviews. And our host, the Amazing Velvet, take it and run with it, brother.
That's right, and Dr. John just got back in because he had technical difficulties. Hard to believe
right,
that he didn't
Dr.
understand
John's
those.
Back.
All right, Amazing Velvet, glad to have you here.
Yes. So tonight is a special night. We got Sleazy E. Sleazy Breeze, Sleazy E, whatever you want to call him, he's just Sleazy. That's what we like about it. I love it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Hey, the sleazier the better. So what I'm going to do right now is we have Todd Saxon on the line, of course, Dr. John, the host, the proprietor of this Pro Wrestling Interviews. Sinister is around. He's always lurking. Sleazy, this is a guy I think you could manage down the road, fit right into your repertoire. But we're going to let this thing all kick off with the Professor of Wrestling, Professor Steve. Professor Steve, you brought this guy in. Let's see what you can do. It's all about Sleazy E and you giving him the business. Now go get it.
Yeah, this is definitely a feel good story with Sleazy E.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sleazy, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. We can hear you great.
Just starting off,
how was Hellstorm, that concert you went to? I saw you were posting some of their clips.
Yeah, they were pretty good. They're always there for a good show. That was like my fifth time seeing them.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Saw them with Cooper in 2019. They opened for Alice Cooper, so they definitely put on a good show. And how's life? How'd you get into watching wrestling, or how'd you get your start? I know that's a barrage of questions for you.
I started watching wrestling when I was a little kid. I either watched WWF and WCW. I watched both of them, and watched it. My grandpa got me into it, and I always said I was going to be the first of a posse to do this. And I became that. But I know Gregory Iron is one of them, too, so I can't say that now. But,
but you were the first. You were the first, so that's it.
Yeah,
you can always
was.
Say that.
I don't know when Gregory Iron started, but I started 6 years ago. But
so
I don't know when Gregory
figure that out, but you know what? But you know what? You can use that in your moniker. I may not be the first, I may not be the best, but I am what I am, and I'm here.
Yeah, I do. I started 6 years ago, 2016. I started with Dark Dorm. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Dark Dorm. And I started with him. he trained me for a little while. Then I started managing him for like 3.5 years. Then toward the end of 2019, I started with Jason. He took me on. He took me with him, and because he was more, he uses more people more. So it was better for me to stay with get with Jason, and Jason wanted me, and I started. Then Jillian Hall, she's the one that trained me the most, and she's the one that started the Sleazy E name.
Nice.
She's the one that wanted to
start
Sleazy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
But she's the one that trained me.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware Jillian Hall was. I didn't even know she was a trainer until I, started watching, paying attention to you. That's cool. Like, how was she to work with as a trainer? Because I haven't heard much about her since her WWE run.
She's awesome. She's very good about creative. She's very good about psychology. She knows about psychology storylines. She knows everything about
good.
She knows
awesome.
Everything about what old wrestling used to be. What wrestling used to be, and she's trying to turn it in back to nowadays.
Well, I'm glad that somebody is. This is amazing, Velvet, cutting in for a second. I'm glad she does that because that's what's missing in today's wrestling. These kids do not know their history. They don't know right from wrong. She's doing it the right way.
Yeah.
I commend her. I commend her for doing it the right way and training you the correct way. Awesome. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know how to do storyline anymore.
Yeah. No, they don't. Nobody knows how to tell a story is what it is. From the time you hit the curtain to the time you hit the curtain. So time you go out, the time you go back. Nobody knows how to tell their story, much less carry a story, and much less carry a storyline. So there, all that goes together. You're right.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're on that.
That's
awesome.
That's why I'm glad I'm managing Jason Kane, because he's probably one of the most creative wrestler in the world that hasn't been signed.
No, well, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he will be. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep working together. Exactly.
Yeah.
To help somebody get to the big time. But go ahead, Steve. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Jason has really resonated via his promos and his persona, which I think it's just him turned up to 11 like wrestling is. But I've seen him work a couple times in Virginia for a local independent and this one brand from Tennessee, Next Generation Wrestling, which I think he's going to be working with soon again.
Yep. We're there Sunday.
I saw him the first time. We were at a bar show, and because the ceiling was low, we had a lower ring, and the ceiling was so, like, low because it was a bar. Jason had this really creative finish where he used, like, I think the steel from the ceiling and kind of, like, hung off of it and used that to leg drop his opponent, and that I kind of was there before the show secretly kind of watching, and just that was super creative seeing him use his environment. And I've seen him in clips using poles and stuff to dive off of, and he's definitely underrated, innovative, creative, a good person, and we're definitely glad to have you on and talk about your story and his story and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Sleazy, so as you get deeper now into your career, you've been 6 years. What do you think needs to happen in this business, change in this business, or something that you yourself can provide to this business? That's what I want to know. From your perspective. Let's put it that way. From your perspective.
like you want me to think what should be in wrestling or what? What do you think should change?
What do you think should be in the business? What do you think should change? And how you try with everything that you have going on, you know, to make it a, you know, a better place for people to come up and actually learn the right way.
Well, like I was saying earlier, like how Jillian was doing, like need to be more storyline in wrestling, and but I think we're going to get there more now, because I think a lot more people doing it, but a lot more people not doing it too, though. But
well, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So
and
well, go ahead.
Showing people that you can do anything, because I got cerebral palsy, and anybody can make it in the business.
Oh, absolutely. And people have had all kind of stuff other than that, too. So, I mean, that should not be a deterrent. You should be an inspiration to people who are in this business, that you can run your mouth, you can do your thing, you can manage, you can, you know, be a part of, you can help create. And that's what's needed in this business, people that can help create. So,
yeah,
that's awesome. So let me ask you this. Here's a good question for you. Okay. Outside of what you're doing now, who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
Who's my favorite wrestler of all time? I got a bunch of them. But I have to say Eddie Guerrero.
That's a good one to have. Very good one to have. Good answer.
He did everything. He knew how to do it.
Oh, absolutely. He grew up in the business, and that was a good example to use, and I'm glad you used that example, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, today is the me generation. Look at me, I'm a superstar, pay me. No, you're not a superstar yet, and you need to work on your craft. And that's why I'm glad we have somebody – one of the first guys in the business that has cerebral palsy that is telling his story and showing you that dreams can come true and things can happen if you do it the right way. And you're seeming to be doing it the right way. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love the fact that you're on here. I love how I get people over. I like getting people over like I did with Kayla Colling.
Mm-hmm.
I love how
All right. Go ahead, Steve. You got any other questions before we get to the panel, man? Go on a minute, man. This is awesome. This is a great interview.
Oh, I figured. Speaking of Caleb, I've seen him work with that Next Generation Wrestling group, and he even did cosplay wrestling. He did, like, he played Star-Lord. I saw the clip of you that conflict with Caleb, where Caleb took your chair and kind of like went around the ring with it like a victory lap. Is Caleb is Caleb one of your best rivals? And what is it like working against him?
Yeah, I'd say he's probably the best rival. Him and Mance Warner. I would one of my best, best rivals. I also like the match between Jason and who was it? I'm trying to think of names. I can't think of them right now.
That's okay. It's okay.
But my two favorite matches. TJ Perkins.
I've interacted with the TJP. I've seen him work big time wrestling as well. I figured some really good names that you've worked against and with, so definitely glad to hear about that. Can you talk about Facade? I know Facade is tag team with Jason, and they work with Japan and DDT. What's your experience working with Facade and Danny Moe? Because they also seem like nice people.
Yeah, I only manage them when they're tag teaming. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good people. I love them. They're pretty awesome. And you already know that they both been on All Elite Wrestling, AEW, and they're pretty great guy people. I love them both. They're like my brother and sister, and they're pretty great wrestlers.
Facade in Richmond last November for Next Generation Wrestling, and then I saw them recently at Big Time Wrestling, and they'll be at Facade will be in United Elite Wrestling in Richmond in June 18th. So I'm looking forward to seeing him again. He's like Jason, very exciting to watch. Some crazy dives.
Oh yeah, they did the same thing. They do it. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Yeah.
Right.
They're great. I also mean a Judy Henrik too.
Oh yeah. How long have you been working with her, and how is she to work with? Cause, I've seen the pics, but I need to watch her work.
She got trained by Jillian Hall too, and Jillian Hall put it together. And do you want to meet the dirt man and her? No, I did. She's really great wrestler. She's a storyteller. She knows storytelling. She's on OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, every Thursday. She signed there. And I don't know if she signed there, but she's there every Thursday. But
awesome.
But she's 20 years old, and she just started doing it 2 years ago when she was 18.
Wow.
So she started young.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like her look. Is she Lucha influenced at all? What's her style like?
She kind of like a Indian. She's an Indian. She does the Indian character, kind of like that. But you don't really know what kind of character she wanted to be yet. But she kind of like Indian because she is Indian. And she's
grow into that. Usually you grow into a character like that because you don't want to stereotype yourself to be yourself. So she'll find a niche somewhere down the road. So as long as her work is good, it ain't going to matter.
She's
probably got a lot of potential. Sorry, go ahead.
She
started wrestling like a year ago, and she's trying to figure out what she is before she knows what she is.
Right. Yeah. That's going to happen. Just don't try to force it. It'll fall on your lap one day, and that's how it usually happens. Or that someone makes a suggestion and say, hey, go try that, and then it ends up working. So, I mean, she's got time. She shouldn't be in a hurry. But, you're working with some good people, man. That's really good to hear because, it's harder to get with somebody if you've already started than to get with somebody when you first start, if you understand what I'm saying. So usually if you're later on in your career and you're still trying to learn stuff and you've only been 5-6 years in and you kind of go back to recapture that, it's kind of hard. Unless you're a student of the game. And it looks like everybody you've named is a student of the game, which is good because it's hard to see right now. Because down south, everybody wants to be a superstar like tomorrow. It doesn't work like that, bro.
See, when I first started, I was talking to great people like Jimmy Yang Yang and EC3, and they're the one that told me I needed to start wrestling because I got great mind about it. Then like you,
what?
Really great. Like you know how to do this, and you can. Jimmy Yang Yang was like, I've seen how you move, so I know you can. You're very athletic for being so positive. Like,
hey, do what
so
you gotta
EC3.
Do, bro.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, you got to do because you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was gonna say you mentioned EC3. How did you meet? How did you start talking to him?
I started talking to him when he came up to Marietta, Ohio. I don't know if you ever heard of Marietta, Ohio. But,
not yet.
But I live in Athens, Ohio, and I'm like 45 minutes from here. He was at the promotion, like 2014. And I was asking him how to get into business and how to get started. And he told me to start in the independent and told me how to start an independent wrestling, how to get trained and everything. And then I started listening to him, and that's how I got with Dark Thorn, and Dark Thorn trained me a little bit and started managing him.
I don't think people know how nice EC3 is and how interactive he can be. Because
they only see what they see. They only see what they want to see.
Exactly. I think I like that he's going to DIY and he's going to work on his own project with CYN. I think it's cool that cinematic wrestling is still a thing.
Completely different.
Do you so you mostly work in Ohio, or have you worked other states, or other states you're trying to work in?
I worked Ohio, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, New York, New Jersey,
nice.
Maryland, Florida, Georgia, couple other places that we got.
If you ever come to North and South Carolina, let us know, because this panel is mostly Carolina guys, and I'm in VA if you ever come that way.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I was just in North Carolina 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
3 weeks ago. Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Hey, just Todd jumping in real quick, Dr. John. We have another panelist within the queue, sir.
Yes, sir. We are having technical difficulties, and so I'm trying to get him online. Give me a minute, and we'll have him.
Awesome. Just wanted to, I'll get him acknowledged in the chat. We now resume your regularly scheduled programming.
Oh, gosh.
I got another question while we wait. Sleazy, if there's anybody you can manage right now, signed or unsigned, who would it be? Who would it be that you'd want to manage right now?
I'll have to say, kind of think.
No,
I'll say, since he's back right now, I'll say Jimmy Yang Yang.
Oh, wow. I remember his WWE work. Have you seen him on the independents working?
Yeah.
Not a bad choice, sir.
Like Jazzy Yang, that's a daughter.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jazzy Yang just started wrestling. So he came back
nice.
Wrestling.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I have to thank him.
That's awesome. Well, at least you didn't say anybody like MJF or CM Punk or anything like that, because, you know, those guys don't need a mouthpiece. They got a big enough mouth on their own. So they wouldn't need that, as far as I can say. But I, be honest with you, I'm surprised he didn't say Wardlow, for the simple fact that he would be in the mix with all of those people at one time. Wardlow would be the perfect person to be a manager for right now in this day and time. Jimmy Lang, absolutely, yeah. Oh yeah, but this is the fact that he's feuding. He's going to feud with MJF. He's in the mix with Lance Archer. He's in the mix with Hobbs and all those guys. So, you know, they don't give those big guys enough love. So I think he would be the perfect person right now. If you were to manage somebody, that would be the guy.
Yeah, that Wardlow, like Wardlow and MJF is a great storyline right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah.
It's beating anything that's on TV right now, that's for sure.
That's
but,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, you're awesome. You Jillian Hall's helped you out. All these people have helped you out. You've done a lot already in such a short time. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years doing this?
Hopefully still doing it.
Absolutely. Good answer.
Yeah,
you will be. Still... You will be, man. The way you're talking, you will be. You will make it to where you want to go. And the thing is, just as long as you keep your eye on the prize and your nose to the ground, man, you'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah. Always stay humble.
Yeah, we.
Oh yeah. Stay humble and stay hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen wrestlers with one leg. Work TV, so I mean,
you know, Zach
I think
Allen,
anything
yeah,
is possible.
Zach, back in the day, yeah, anything's possible in this business, dude.
That's one thing I would love to do because I would love to learn how to do TV because I never did. I would love to learn that one day.
Well, everybody is different, so whatever. If you do get an opportunity to do TV. They're going to show you their way because, like, not everybody's the same, but the thing is, it TV is TV, TV time is TV time. Doesn't matter what program you're on, whatever. Just do, you know, everything that's asked of you to do, just do, you know.
Yep.
In the beginning, because, right.
It don't matter if it's 30 seconds. It don't matter if it's 5 minutes.
No, it doesn't matter. You got a spot on TV, you better take advantage of it while you got it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's awesome, man.
Amazing Velvet.
Yes.
This is Dr. John.
Yes.
I'm going to have to break in and say two things. Number one, we're broadcasting on the voiceofnorthgeorgia.com, and so glad to be here, raven.fm, and Papastro Maestro has joined us.
Oh,
finally.
Hey, everybody. I've been listening the whole time, man. Join the interview. Yeah, it's great to have you, brother.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, man. Papa Stro is legit. Everything. I got a question for Papa Stro. So Papa Stro, hang on a second. How was XCon?
Okay.
Tell me how XCon went, buddy.
Oh man, it was fantastic, man. Brad and Jen Miller did a fantastic job. It was great seeing everybody. And guess who I bumped to? I was going to tell you this, but guess who I bumped to on the way out, man? Fuego came by.
Oh, he was back. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's a little sore from the injury and everything, but he seemed to be in good spirits, and and he was happy to see us and everything. And, but, you know, he's going to take some little time to recover. You know what I mean, from the injury and everything, but in good spirits, and you know, he told me to give you his best and all that, and I told him how much of a great time we had being there for him.
Oh, we had a blast. You and I commentated. That show was awesome, dude. That
was
fun.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, that was a fun show.
Made my whole weekend.
And it was all for a good cause. Yeah, and it was for the whole week. Man, you were busy the whole weekend, but that was for a good cause. And that's awesome. I'm glad you got to be a part of it, and I'm glad you were at XCon, and I'm glad that Jen and them have brought that back. So it's awesome that XCon is back, and hopefully back with vengeance.
Right. Hopefully,
yeah, it'd be awesome. That was a quick little break. Steve, you had something else to say real quick?
Yeah, since Stro was on, I got to mention Sleazy. Stro has worked with Jason years ago. Stro, how was it like working Jason, and I believe it was in West Virginia?
Oh, Kincaid. Oh, the gift,
Kincaid.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah, the gift, brother. He's amazing, man. I mean, he'll do anything. And I had some of my best matches in West Virginia has been with Jason Kincaid. And matter of fact, we used to swap back and forth with the NWA Mountain State Heavyweight Championships. And we had a pretty good feud there as well. So I mean he's awesome. When they say he's the gift, brother, I mean that's a shoot. Every sense of the word, he's just an amazing individual.
Yeah, he is. That's for sure. One of the nicest guys in the business, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, agreed. Yeah, Stroh's kind of like the nicest guy that we have, so it's good to
Because you know what, don't pump Stroh up too bad. You can't sleep on Stroh, man. He might pick up something and hit you with it.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm like the old school Nike shoes. If you pump them up too hard, they might explode. So.
Right.
Yeah, Barbarian calls
job.
Him a shooter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
I love Barbarian, man. I mean, man, we had some great matches, brother. Gosh, and he's another one that Barb is like a sweetheart, like a big teddy bear. You get to know him, man.
Oh yeah,
good people.
I take care of you, brother. I kick you in the face. Protect yourself. Oh yeah, he's a trip, man. I love him to death too, man.
Right.
Well, we got a big guy on the line right here, Sleazy, that I think you need to talk to. It's Sinister. Sinister, you still hanging out with us?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh. Sinister.
Sinister. All right.
Come on, buddy. Speak up, Sinister. Don't be so quiet.
Oh no, I'm here. I was listening.
I know you are. Listen, yeah. You want to, Sleazy? You need a guy to manage. This guy is straight legit. Wrestler, jiu-jitsu artist, MMA artist, you name it, he's done it. Legit.
Yeah, he can tie me up.
Legit.
Yeah.
So when you want to do it?
Get him up there. Let's get it done.
Yeah, give him a date.
Yeah, give him a date. You will not be disappointed. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed at all. Woo. Listen, I've been in the ring with him personally,
awesome.
And I'm only 5 foot three. Sinister's probably 6 foot four, 6'3", 6'4", easily 270?
280.
Oh, and now you're 280. Thanks, man. You make me really feel like a marshmallow. Thanks a lot, Sinister. Dang it. But no, he's legit. Listen, I've been in the ring with him. If my body would go again, I'd do it one more time. But I tell you right now, I was like, nope, I'm good. I've been in the ring with him. I see what he can do, and I've seen him out when he's wrestled other people. I'm like, I'm good. But, yeah, I love Sinister, man. You should get a northern tour, brother. You should get up there and do Pennsylvania, Ohio, Jersey, New York, West Virginia. You should do all that, man. You should get out and do that, for real. They love you up north. They would love you up north.
Shit.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do, because you know what, Sleazy, you're always welcome to come back to this podcast anytime you want. We will do a follow-up with you in the next couple of months and see what's going on and, you know, check in on you, but you're always welcome to come to the podcast anytime. Call in anytime you want, be a part of the panel, you know, because you can give us a perspective like Steve from up north versus what's going on down here in the south. So you can keep us up to date with all that, which is so far is awesome. I'm with Steve. I didn't know Jillian Hall was training anybody, and that's awesome. She helped you, and she's doing it old school, and she's doing it the right way. That's freaking fantastic.
Yep.
Like we said,
you gotta date.
Like we said, go ahead.
You got to date. You got to date and JBL. He wanted to beat us. JBL wanted to beat us.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
completely dope.
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask, you trained with Bobby Blaze. How was that? How was he to work with?
He's old school, too. He's more storyline, too. He was a part trainer with Jillian and Ironton.
Mm-hmm.
We trained at Arden, Ohio, but I would mostly train by Jillian, but I would train by Bobby a little bit, because Bobby was kind of afraid of the COVID. I can understand that.
Right.
And it was more of just, Bobby did a great job too, but he was more of a storyteller too. And he's more old school than Jillian is because he's in the 90s and 80s.
Right, right. Absolutely.
I think Velvet, didn't we have Bobby Blaze on the show? Or it may have been another show, but...
I don't think we had him. We were trying to get him. We were trying to get him, but we didn't have him.
Stro, did you work Smoky Mountain when Bobby Blaze was there?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yeah, we got Bobby, man. He's a good dude at Ashland, Kentucky, man. Professor Malenko trained him. Malenko's.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Great technical wrestler, too.
Oh, yeah, technical. He's great about that. I was trying to think a word of that, and he said it. I can't remember the word of the band. He said it there.
Yeah, there was a persona that I remembered asking Tim Horner about. It was Kendo the Samurai. There were like multiple people that played that persona, and Bobby Blaze was one of them. I was kind of reading up on Bobby Blaze as I was asking about him. But go ahead, Stro.
I'm saying that at one time he had like one of the sweetest looking Northern Mike suplexes I've ever seen that he would execute.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was also touched a little bit, but I only did a couple of seminars with him. I got a seminar with Ricky Moore. I was trained by him a little bit too, but not that much.
Oh, right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah, when I went to this show last November, there was a seminar before the show, and I kind of mostly just watched, but it was super cool seeing the former Fandango, Curry, he was doing it, and it was nice repping some, I was wearing the Kincaid shirt, and Jason and I talked before the show briefly, so it's always cool interacting with some of your favorite independent wrestlers at these shows, like, before, you know, when you're setting up and watching the seminars and whatnot, so... Definitely glad I could talk to you tonight and tell your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, bro. That's what it's all about.
You,
thank you. If we're not here helping, we're hurting the business. And we're not about hurting the business. We're about helping the business.
That's what Jillian and Bobby always said. If you don't help the business, you're not helping the business.
You're hurting the business. No, you're not. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we all make mistakes. We all do some stupid things. But you got to learn from it. Make sure you go, okay, I'm not doing that again. you know, but it's how it is. Yeah, well, we all done that. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be on your game every night. I mean, it's going to happen. But. Just try to minimize what you do in this business as far as being, you know, making yourself look bad or making somebody else look bad, because that's really worse. If you make somebody else look bad, then it really falls on you harder than making yourself look bad. So always try not to make somebody else look bad.
And you're not
having
an ego.
Man. You got to know. Don't have an ego. If you have an ego, forget it. It's going to catch up to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going to catch up to you, and that's one bad thing about today's worker, is that's one of them. Like I said earlier in the show, look at me, I'm a superstar, pay me. Nope, sorry, not happening, Captain.
Yeah.
But
it's
yeah,
like,
man, you got a great.
We don't look good. We don't look good.
Right, exactly. If the whole show looks like garbage, people are going to remember. Well, hey, so and so was on that show. And it was garbage. And they remember that. They could have had the best match of the night, could have had a 5-star match. But because the show as a whole was garbage, that's what they remember. They don't remember you had that 5-star match.
Yeah.
Don't hurt the business. Don't hurt a bit.
Yeah.
So my other question to you would, is this. So you've trained by all these people. You know, you've beaten the odds of being in this business with cerebral palsy, which I commend you, which is awesome. And you don't let it hold you back and stigmatize you. That's great, because you should always be who you are, period, regardless of what your situation is. So my thing is this. We asked you what you want to be doing in the next 3 to 5 years. You said you would like to manage Jimmy Wang Yang. What would be, whether you make it to TV or not, what would be something you would like to let everybody know? Say your career's over. Say it's 20 years from now. Your career's over. What do you think your pinnacle should be so that you can give back to the business when you're done?
Help other people. And if I ever retire, I'll still help other people in the business. Probably the younger generation. I'm like, that's probably what I would do. Or if I didn't do wrestling, I'll try to act. Like on movies and all that. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah,
a lot of people can't answer that question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that answered one of my other questions was, did you have another passion outside of wrestling? And I think you just did answer it.
Yeah, probably acting. That'd be cool to do.
Yeah. You know, it looks like you're a young man that knows what he wants to do and what he can get out of it, and you're headed that way. That's what you got to do, man. In this crazy, crazy business of ours, you have to go with the flow, and you got to do what you got to do, but not make yourself look stupid or make somebody else look stupid. But other than that, helping out is a key. Training the new generation. The new generation does not know their history. That's another thing. They need to know their history of where all this comes from and why it's still around. It's because of people like Papa Stro, Sinister, and some of the older ones from their generation, like, that are still around. You know, Bill Eady, the Barbarian, you know, Jimmy Wang Yang, things like that. These people are still around for a reason. You need to pick their brain and talk to them before this thing goes in the, you know, goes to hell in the handbasket.
Oh, I mean, slow down.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got a question, if that's all right. This is an acting question. Bryan Cranston is a really great actor. He was in the movie called The Upside. And he played a guy in a wheelchair. Any thoughts on able-bodied actors playing handicapped roles? Is that something that you thought about?
Yeah, that'd be cool to do.
Playing a handicapped role?
Yeah, I would do that. I wouldn't be scared of doing anything. Right? Nothing hurt me.
You got to be able to do it. Exactly. See, wrestling taught him, you do whatever, buddy. You're in wrestling, you'll do whatever.
If you get your feelings hurt, wrestling not for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure that's an entertainment sentiment too. Yeah.
I'm not a sports entertainer. I'm a professional wrestler. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was asking about acting.
I know. Yes, I was giving you hell, Steve.
All right. Hey,
I was using the Jericho bit on you, man.
I appreciate you, Velvet.
Yeah.
he's a wizard.
I'm a wizard. Oh, wow.
I respect you.
You're stupid. This is funny.
Hey,
so anybody else? Go ahead. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
If we're going to say who to go with wrestling, who is going to be Ric Flair or Chris Jericho? That's a good question.
Ooh.
Go with wrestling. Chris Jericho?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, that is a good question.
Personally, for me, being that I'm the age that I am, I would have to go with Ric Flair because I saw more body of work with Ric Flair before Jericho was even a thing. So for me, it would have to be Ric Flair. They can both talk. They can both work. They both have longevity in the business. You can't take that away from either one of them. But I think Flair gets the nod for his body of work, though, early on.
And he coming back next month.
Yeah, in Tennessee, actually.
I got to say, Flair's got the bigger legacy, but I think you could argue Jericho in that he was able to reinvent himself multiple times over. So it's I think Flair has that GOAT status, obviously, for the majority of people, but Jericho is really getting up there.
Not to take anything away from Chris Jericho at all, but I'm just saying the body of work with the NWA early on until they had the first actual pay-per-view that they put on in the Crockett territory, I would have to say his body of work prior to Jericho trumps anything right now. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion, but I want to hear what Stroh's got to say.
Honestly,
go ahead, Stroh.
I would love to see both guys in their prime come together.
Absolutely.
Somehow. I mean, those guys, it'd be main event anywhere in the world, man.
Money. Can you imagine the pay-per-view sales back when the pay-per-view sales were like the king of the world? They would break every record if you had them on. You'd break every record.
Mm-hmm.
Break every record. And I agree with that. And you're right. The body of work and them being in their prime would probably just trump. It would trump Hogan and The Rock. I guarantee you that.
Oh yeah, I
guarantee
not
that.
Real close, for sure. Real close.
There's other names we could throw in there, but I think that was a great question. Jericho and Ric Flair. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We could also put in there too. Thing one of them too.
Sting
is a money machine.
Undertaker. Oh, Sting knew how to make money now. Undertaker too, but Sting knew how to make that money too now.
I think Undertaker might be my all-time favorite just because I wasn't watching WCW a lot when I was younger. But
right.
I gotta be the Japanese nerd here. We're talking like internationally. Like just in ring, probably Masao or Kobashi, just the ring work.
I think Kobashi.
That 2003. But yeah, I'm glad you brought up that question, that GOAT question.
That was a good question. Very good question. Man, look at you knocking it out of the box. Stroh, I think he was trying to work us, man.
All right.
I watched wrestling from the 70s, the 90s,
right.
The 100s. Yeah.
So Sinister, do you have a question for our guest or a comment or anything you would like to throw out there real quick?
No, not this time. I was just listing all the good things.
Good, man. All right, Todd, you got anything? Mr. I want to stay in the background and hide.
Yeah, you're not talking at all.
Come on, Todd, speak up.
Big hug.
Uh-oh, where's he at? I don't hear him.
Maybe he muted himself.
Oh, he might have.
But
audio drop.
Oh, it's audio drop. Okay. All right. Well, for Todd, I can tell you now, Todd is learned so much just from our podcast and us being on his podcast, well, the podcast that he frequents with wrestling stories and listening to stuff. Todd is actually good at old school stuff because he does remember the old school stuff. But today, kind of trying to play catch up. So one last question for Sleazy E from my perspective, and I'm gonna steal a spot from Stroh. Unfortunately, because this is gonna be good. If you like, Steve already asked you who'd you like to manage, blah blah blah. Give me somebody old school that you would like to manage that can be dead or alive versus somebody in this era?
That I can manage? That dead or alive?
You're managing an old school guy, whether he's still alive or not. Okay, you got to pick an old school guy that you want to manage against somebody from this era. Who would the old school guy be that you manage, and who would the new era guy be that you would be against, is what I want to know. I want to hear what you got to say about that.
That's going to be tough.
I threw him for a loop, y'all.
I don't know if I can say his name, because I know people don't like to say his name.
Chris Benoit. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow.
It is Chris Benoit. Okay. Who would Benoit be wrestling in this day and era of what was going on right now? Who would you have him go against?
The CM Punk that never happened.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Mm,
yeah. Good answer.
Right before he passed away, it must have been CM Punk versus Chris Benoit.
That.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a dream match, Drew.
Yeah.
Wow. Good answer, man.
You know, Stroh's worked with Benoit before, and so I've watched I love Benoit's matches with Regal. Those are some classics. They're intense.
Regal.
Strong style matches.
Oh yeah, they were nuts, man. I seen Regal pop Benoit on a house show here. I mean, pop him to wake him up, because they were going, and all of a sudden he's like, "Bow!" I was like,
"Yeah, they're bleeding on headbutts on WTV like years ago, like 06.
Oh yeah,
wow, it's crazy. And then Benoit Punk would have been great, but Benoit Daniel Bryan would be one of my dream matches, just because there's the style similar and their careers are very similar too. It's very eerie. Like they both had the triple threat at WrestleManias and got their big title wins through triple threats, and they feuded with Kane soon after. It's like very similar, their work style too, and being smaller guys that can work big guys. Velvet, you have something to say?
No, Greasy E was going to say something. I wanted to make sure he got in the last word.
Oh, yeah.
You good. Keep saying what you're saying.
I don't know if it's too early, but I definitely want you to get your plugs in, plug your social media or what your wrestlers or clients are doing.
What is it again?
Yeah, can you give us
you
your social... Yeah, give us your dates or social media or anything that you want to plug.
Yeah,
we can put it on.
My Facebook is Sleazy E Breezy, and my Instagram is Sleazy E Breezy. My Twitter is Sleazy E, and I got TikTok too, and that's on BB too.
You got any future dates coming up anytime soon?
I am in Tennessee all weekend this coming week, and I'm doing Innovate with Jason and Next Generation Wrestling, and I'm doing the Action Ray show.
Okay, cool.
I can't remember.
That's a good brand to work with. I saw them last November with Jason over here, and they put on a really great show, and the promoter was super cool. He told us the ring crew like tore down pretty fast, like faster than he's seen. So that was a high compliment.
It's going to be the first ever match, Jason Kane versus Cadavo on Saturday. That's going to be the first ever match happen. That's the first time it ever happened.
Nice.
Well, I do have one thing I want to share with everybody today that I did not know. This person was in town today, and I spent the day with Happy Hour, y'all. Happy Hour from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was
nice.
Cool. He was here. His girl, his future wife's daughter is getting married here in Charleston, South Carolina, and they were looking at a venue. And then her youngest daughter is getting ready to graduate college, I think, in a year. So they stay here, and it was pretty cool to get to see him. I hadn't seen him in over a year. He does a lot of stuff in the Pennsylvania area right now. I think he's managing now. I think his in-ring career is over. But if you get a chance to see Happy Hour, Sleazy E, you should connect with that guy. He's got a lot of connections in and around all of Pennsylvania, some in Virginia and West Virginia. You should look up Happy Hour.
Okay.
If you can't find him, connect with Steve, and Steve will get with me, and I'll get you all his stuff and send it to you through Steve. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm doing good.
All right, Papa Stro, the busiest man on radio, podcasts, Comic Cons, you name it, acting, wrestling. This is the guy. What you got going on this week, man? I want to know what's on for this on tap for Papa Stro.
All right. In the Room this Tuesday night on VOCNation.com. Thursday night, WCW Retro podcast, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. And Thursday we'll be talking about the baby faces of professional wrestling. So,
nice.
Nice stories about your heroes of the wrestling world. Feel free to call in. It should be a good time. And then Friday night, my Strozone, my horror sci-fi show on my Facebook page. Facebook.com/StroTheMaestro at Midnight Eastern Standard Time. We're going with another classic known as, that's one I ain't shown in a while, The House on Haunted Hill, starring Vincent Price.
Oh, absolutely. The original? Is that
yes.
The original one? Oh,
yes,
heck
sir.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I'm in on that.
Should be a good time.
All right. Man, you always a good time. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're the best, bro.
You are always
oh
a good
God.
Time. No, you're the best, man. Stop it. Quit hugging me. Quit hugging me. and Todd's audio is still out. Is Todd back or no?
No, Todd has relinquished his share
retired.
Tonight.
Okay. He's retired. Okay. Sinister. My man, what do you got going on, bro?
Nothing really. No, same
Come
old,
on,
same
man.
Old.
You're not doing IWE. You're not going to do IWE. You're not going to do
everybody's
coming up. Nothing.
No, everybody's putting me on a 2-year wait list. So, I don't know.
I hear you, bro. Well, guess what? We're going to break that wait list and take you up north. But yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be looking for I might be in Hopewell on the 5th Classic Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
I should be able to be there. June 4th, there might be there's a seminar at my local gym. I'll definitely be looking forward to that. That's a BJJ guy from, I think, in Pennsylvania, White Belt. So that should be fun. And then June 18th, United Elite Wrestling, Richmond, Virginia, the side will be there in a tag team. So a lot to look forward to in June.
My question is this. Sinister, if I can get you to Virginia and you can go roll with Steve and go check out his dojo, would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it.
There we go. Listen, Steve, make it happen, bro. Make it happen, bro, and I will bring Sinister to you. Maybe even bring Papa Stro. We'll commentate as you're getting your ass kicked. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I will get tied up.
Yo, you're going to get tied up. Dude, I've seen him roll. I've seen Sinister roll. You're going to get tied up. But
oh,
it's
boy.
Fun. I love you guys. You guys have been great. This is always a fun time. Sleazy E, come back anytime you want. We will be doing a part two with you because we want to see what's going on with you down the road, you know, where you've been, what's happened, what's new, things like that. But anytime you want to be on the panel and ask questions to other people on the indie scene or big-time wrestlers, you're always welcome to come be a panelist on the show, okay? Anytime you want.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
be glad to be glad to have you on here. It's a good fresh to see somebody who has a handicap that's not letting it handicap them be in this business. And that's what this business needs.
Thank you.
This business needs more people like you who care, was trained correctly, and want to give back to this business. We commend you for making our business that much better. We thank you.
Thank you.
And as far as everybody here on Pro Wrestling Interviews, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
I always try to get to show people you can be any day in it, no matter what you are.
Absolutely. And with
that
said, if you don't know, now you know. Thank you all for coming to Pro Wrestling Interviews on the Amazing Velvet. We had the Professor Steve Logan. We had the Maestro Papa Stro of professional wrestling with us. We had Sinister, who's the scariest dude I've ever met in my life. And, of course, Todd Saxon, which bailed on us. But, hey, we had a good time. We had Sleazy E-Breeze tonight. You were awesome, dude. Come back anytime. Dr. John, take it home, baby.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take it home, and I got to make some comments from XCon. We had two of the greatest stars in all of television there, and I mean it, and they were across from each other. We had Lisa Loring from the Addams Family, and right across from her was Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. And it was so cool to see those two giants of pop culture, and those two giants of television right there together. It was wonderful. So I wanted to say Ed Miller and Jen Miller did an incredible job. And I also wanted to make two big announcements for voiceofnorthgeorgia.com. Number one, we're going to start broadcasting as of next week In the Room Retro, the shows from 2 years back, starring Brady Hicks and Papa Stro Maestro. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And number two, we are picking up the Stro Zone. That will be broadcast right after the Stro Zone hits on Friday night, and we'll be broadcasting his incredible commentary with your girlfriend Dorothy Papa Stro. She's the best, isn't she?
Oh, man. Dory's never going to live this down. I'm a big, such a big head.
That's right. So we will have Papa Stro's great commentary with Dorothy, and we will have the link to his incredible weekly movie. So VoiceOfNorthGeorgia.com is growing. It's growing with, of course, Pro Wrestling Interviews, In the Room Retro, and the Stro Zone. So we got a lot of great things happening. So look, thanks to everybody for being here, Sleazy E, you were a great guest. Velvet, we love you. More people were talking about you at XCon than you would believe. And you were one of the most popular people there. Yes, they were, because we all talk about you, and it's always great to have you with us on the one.
Oh,
stop laughing. It's the truth. On the one, the only pro wrestling interviews next week, 7:30 p.m., same bat time, same bat channel. And we have the amazing Picasso, sometimes known as the Superstar. Picasso is coming next week. Oh, it's going to be
awesome.
A free-for-all, so it's going to be great. This is Dr. John saying thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. The one, the only, Pro Wrestling Interviews. Take care, Godspeed,
everybody,
and we love every one of you. Bye-bye.
Have a good week, y'all.
All right. Farewell.